welcome back to another episode of Curb Appeal. It's myself, Kirby, and Lizzie, and we've got a special guest, Julia Buswald, with the National Cutting Horse Association. Our friends at the Cutting Horse Association. We have yet to get out there.
I know. We were talking about that.
We got to do it.
After the holidays.
After the holidays, well, and after you guys.
You've only got 20 more days to get out there, so I mean.
yeah. Right?
It's only a 30-day show.
Oh, my God. Okay, oh, go no, into
we're
that.
Not. When we go, we're not coming to the show. We're going to go where nobody's there because we want to try it out.
We want to cut.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
we can do that.
That's what Carla, we talked about it last time, and they said we should get you guys out there.
Yeah.
We
should.
Celebrity cutting 2023?
Oh.
Yeah, maybe next year. Like, is that coming up? Because no.
Yeah. December 2nd. Yeah, our celebrity cutting is going to be on December 2nd. So.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, go into that, Julia, a little bit. Just kind of what everything that's going on with the Cutting Horse Association right now.
So we've been out at Will Rogers. We started our show on November the 14th this year. We'll be going through our finals, our open finals on December 10th. We've got our world finals starting right after Thanksgiving. That's always fun. That'll be over in the Watt Arena, and that's for all of our haulers that have been going all over the place all year, and yeah. Really everybody gets really excited around that time. And so it's a 30-day horse show. We've got the Best of the West trade show that's been open the entire time. So that's kind of where all of the staff and all of our competitors, we all get our little bit of Christmas shopping done while we're there for the show. So it's just a really, it's a great thing. We've had a couple, we had a fashion show last week. We did two nights of George Strait tailgate.
Oh, wow.
Leading up for Dickies. So he was there Friday and Saturday this past weekend. And so we did a little tailgate action for that. And I mean, so far so good. The show's been going great.
Oh my
awesome.
Gosh.
Awesome. What do you have coming up? What's the rest of the events for?
Right now, today, we are in the second go of the open. So we'll have another go around of that. And then we've got our, we went through our amateurs the first week. They'll come back for their second go. We've got all the different classes. It's kind of all over the board, but everything leads up to finals week. And then the foundation will have our event, the A Night at the Ranch fundraiser on December the 7th, right as we kick off all of the finals. So,
go into that a little bit more on what you guys are offering for the foundation event, some of the different items. And kind of last year, you guys made a lot of, I mean, you did a great job.
We did. It was a lot of fun last year. It sounds really strange. The NCHA Foundation's been around since 1982, so we turned 40 years old this year, and this was kind of our first go at really stepping out and having a big event, and so we decided we were going to do a cattle sale. And so last year we did a cattle sale, and Taylor Sheridan was very generous to offer us the opportunity to auction off a spot on the season of Yellowstone. And so that event raised over $450,000 for the foundation.
Wow.
So it was an incredible night, and we were really able to do a lot. You know, our four areas of focus are our youth scholarships, and then our animal welfare research and projects, and historical preservation, and then of course education and promotion of the sport of cutting. So all the proceeds from the event go to that, and we're going to do it again this year. Lone Star Egg Credit has come on as our title sponsor, and we're super, super grateful to them. And we've got a lot of ranches. I think one of our biggest things that everybody's looking forward to is we have some cow-calf pairs from Buster Welch's last herd that he oversaw before he passed away. And so he's kind of our godfather for the sport of cutting. So everybody's really excited about that. And then we've partnered with XIT and Silver Spur Ranches, and we've got a mini moo.
Yes.
Really excited about the mini moo.
And tell our listeners what that is.
So our mini moo is Rip, and he comes to us from the A-Sign Cattle Company out of Missouri, and he is a cross between a white park and a highland, and he will be about 35 to 40 inches tall when fully grown.
Oh,
so he's super, super cute, and everybody's really excited about that. And then the other end of that spectrum, we've got two really gorgeous Brahman bulls from Dr. Charles Graham and VP Ranches. And then we've got a couple Longhorns from Hawkins Ranch down in Seguin. And so we're kind of across the board. If you're a cattle enthusiast, we've got a little something for everybody that night.
I love that. That's fun.
I know. Really, though, that is fun.
Yeah.
you mentioned this earlier, just with the foundation, all the things that benefits for the Cutting Horse Association. How major are these events, and to have kind of the foundation events that you guys have? Because it takes a lot of resources to make things happen. And like you said, the education, the scholarship, putting on these events, it takes a lot of backing.
It really does. So for our scholarships, we're very lucky that we currently provide about $100,000 in scholarships each year for our youth program. And right now, it's just really important for us to be able to send these kids and give them the ability to chase their dreams in and out of the arena. So we were very fortunate this year. We were able to open it up to not just a four-year college and that type of degree. We know that things have kind of changed a little bit. So we've opened it up and are allowing the kids to use their scholarships for trade schools. So they're able to do that for farrier school and horseshoeing, welding, electrician, real estate, all of those things. So it's been a really great opportunity for all those kids, and they're just the best kids in the world. It's kind of, I always put the NYCHA in the same category as, you know, 4-H and FFA kids. They're just, it makes it really easy to support them. They're such great kids, so, yeah.
The Cutting Horse Association does a great job just as an association as a whole. I love to speak to that because I just think that you guys have, you're such a pillar in the community, and but people know obviously nationwide and worldwide about you all. But when you are in Fort Worth and you step foot, and then those 3 weeks, which Lizzie can speak more to this, I mean, going to Will Rogers, going to the grounds and seeing all that, from the shopping experience to just watching the competition level, it's pretty cool.
So much fun. And even if you're not going, you're going to see the cutters around town.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know when the cutters are in town because you're at Pacific Table and all the cowboy hats are sitting there.
Yeah, I know. Everybody thinks that we'll just go to the steak and barbecue, but I mean, you've never seen a crew that likes sushi and Thai food and all that. So I mean, it's always kind of fun to go around Fort Worth, and I mean, you'll walk into Eddie V's and it'll be all hats at night.
I actually have to say, I was at Flower Child the other day, and I could tell someone came in, and I was like, they must just be grabbing a quick lunch. But I was like, I mean, yeah, cutters are in town.
You're there for 30 days. You can only have pretzel bites for lunch so many times.
Yeah, that's right. And beef jerky. I will talk about the trade show a little because we set up there a few times with City Boots, and it was a great crowd. Everyone was so nice. And there's so many great vendors there. I made some great friends with the other vendors, but you've got Reed's Jewelries there.
Yeah.
Kay Cotton with her furs.
Oh, yep. She just got there today. She came down from World Show. So.
Oh, yeah. She's always doing a couple shows at once. Yeah. And
what a good time to hit up people, too, if they're Christmas shopping.
It's perfect for Christmas shopping.
I always tell everybody it's the craziest thing. We were walking out today, and it was so funny. I don't know why it just crossed my mind, but I think it was because I saw Miss Kay setting up hers. But her booth literally backs up to the Prefert setup. So you've got squeeze chutes and furs.
Yes.
So we kind of run the gamut on everything.
What
more could you want?
Hilarious.
We've got diamonds and furs and squeeze chutes and feed. So, I mean,
it's got it all. You notice the ones I remembered. I'm like, the diamonds and the furs.
Yeah, really, though. I was like,
I forgot Prefert was out there.
Like Platinum Performance, High Gain. We got to make sure.
And I remembered the beef jerky girl, too.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if she's still there, but.
Oh my
gosh.
We love
Paula.
Miss Paula does a fantastic job. Yeah. She's kind of our trade show and staff mom for the whole time.
Oh, and you guys have the best Santa.
We do. So we have the best cowboy Santa. And the foundation, I'm actually stealing him for the night of the foundation event. He's actually going to bring in. So our little Rip Mini Moo, he is halter train. So we're going to have him come in on a lead and walk around with Cowboy Santa. So
that will be great.
Yeah. Really
does anyone know the zoning rules around here?
I know. I was like, you can put them in your backyard.
So that's the funny thing. They call them pasture puppies.
Oh, that's cute.
Oh my gosh.
If for no other reason, come out and just bid on a pasture puppy because.
Really, though.
Yeah, I mean.
Okay, I want to hear more about the celebrity cutting. Can you tell our listeners what that's about and who's going to be there?
So that's Carity, and they come in during the event. It's not an NCHA-produced event, but we partner with them each year, and they come in, and it's for a great cause. And this year they've got competitors from 1883 in Yellowstone.
Oh, cool.
So it's just going to be a fun night, and You know, I don't know if anybody's seen those shows or not, you know, small cable access show. So I think 16 million viewers.
Yeah,
this
year. Have you heard of it?
Yeah, don't know if anybody's heard of it. But they're going to be there this year, and it's just always a fun night. And, I mean, just, you know, they've done a great job at exposing our sport to a wider audience, and any chance we get for that to happen and that we can showcase those animals and their athleticism, it's just we'll take that any day of the week.
I think I was going to ask that, but you already touched on it. Have you seen an uptick in the exposure and kind of the viewers and maybe people who are just now fans of the sport of cutting because of that?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, it's really funny. Used to, when people would ask what I did for a living, you talk about working for the Cutting Horse Association and Foundation. You know, you can talk about the fundraising aspect of it and all of that, but people aren't terribly familiar with cutting as a sport. And so just the exposure that we've been able to get from shows like Yellowstone in 1883 and even Last Cowboy and, you know, all of those things, it's really been incredible for the sport. And I think more for the riders and those competitors, like, that's great and everything, but I mean, we're all about the horse. So just getting to really showcase those equine athletes and let them show off what they're bred to do is just an incredible opportunity.
Watching them, you know, just from, like, I would say the front shoulder on, just like, yeah. I don't know how they move so quickly, and like their eyes, just how they track the cattle. It's crazy.
It's they are literally bred to do what they do, those horses, they get excited when they're walking to the herd. I mean, you kind of watch them bow up, and they know they're going to work. They know what they're there to do, and they're the best at it.
The juniors, how young are the competitors and, you know, the youth, I guess, aspect?
So you can start with our NYCHA and become a youth member at 8 years old.
Okay.
And then for the foundation purposes, we carry the youth through 25 and let them use their scholarship money, their earned scholarship money, through 25. Technically, you age out as a youth at 18, as far as the program's concerned, but we let them carry through 25, just to encourage going past, you know, further graduate degrees or, you know, anything like that. We do have some kids that'll, you know, take kind of a gap year and that kind of thing, but we want to give them every opportunity to use their scholarship funds. That's their money. They earned it, and we want to make sure they have that opportunity. But our summer show is our big youth show. That's when we have our Youth World Finals, and the kids really get to come in and show off. So
I bet that's fun for them.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah. They're good kids.
So I know you have these 3 weeks, but 2023, which I can't believe I'm saying that, is like right around
right
the corner.
Around.
It's like knocking on our front door. What's on the books for you guys?
Oh gosh, we've got a couple big things coming around the corner. Our first one, we will all take a pretty good nap after December the 10th. I don't recommend calling our offices on the 11th. You'll probably get a voicemail, but we will head into the new year in March. We're really excited to be partnered with the American and Teton Ridge, and they've created this really great avenue for the American Performance Horsemen, for the Cutting Horse Association, as well as the Reiners and the Cow Horse. And so that's going to be a really great new event that'll, again, give us the exposure in front of kind of that rodeo and FR crowd. I know it's all equine events, but it sounds kind of strange to say it's kind of compartmentalized, so it'll be really nice to expose both sides to the performance horse industry. And then we'll also be involved in the Run for the Million this year. Cutting will be involved at the run for the first time, so we'll be headed out to Vegas in, is that August? I think August or October. I can't remember. It all runs together.
Yeah. How did that happen?
So that is all behind the scenes with Jay Winborn, the executive director of NCHA. He's always out there making sure that all of our guys have the best opportunities available to them. And, you know, again, it's all about really capitalizing on this exposure that we have right now and making the most of those opportunities. So we're really excited about it. The Run for a Million is a fantastic event to be a part of. And, I mean, again, anytime we can get those cutters in front of anybody else, we're happy to do it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
That's so cool. Lots of big things happening.
Yeah, just a few things happening.
Yeah. When are Kirby and I going to get on?
Yeah. Maybe for the Run for the Million.
Let's
start practicing for that. Yeah, well, that's
great. And y'all know, too, like with NFR, you know, when it was here in Texas at Globe Life Field, just getting to see our Western lifestyle put on, that stage in Arlington. I mean, that was crazy.
That was so crazy.
I mean, it was weird not being at the Thomas and Mack, but I mean, just being able to see those athletes and you're just like, okay, this is a big deal. We've got 50,000 eyes, sets of eyes on us. That's a huge deal for our industry. So
it really is. And I think that one thing to mention, the competitors, they're athletes, but yes, the horses are such great athletes as well. Yep. And I mean, both, you know, teamwork makes the dream happen. Dream work.
Well,
dream
and that's
work,
the great thing work. About the Futurity, and I encourage everybody to come out and see it. You know, this is the kind of the debut for these 3-year-olds. This is the future of our sport, and everybody gets really excited. You're coming out of the sale, the 2-year-old sales from last year, and really getting to see, you know, what the trainers have been able to do, the owners and the trainers, and it's just it's a really great time to come out and experience our sport.
I guess taking it back a little bit before we wrap up here, a lot of great things. They can always visit your guys' website.
Yeah, so we've got nchacutting.com and then also the nchafoundation.org. So they can get more information on a night at the ranch there. That's going to be great. We've got tickets on sale right now. I forgot. We also have a Wagon Hound Land and Livestock. So one of our newest trustees on the board, his name's Dustin Ewing. He's our general manager up at Wagon Hound Land and Livestock out of Douglas, Wyoming. And they've just opened Reed Creek Lodge out at Wagon Hound. And they've given us 5 nights.
Oh, cool.
5 days. All the sports and outdoor entertainment you can even shake a stick at. And a private chef for 3 meals a day. And
oh, that would be nice.
Wow.
For 16. It's for 16 people for 5 days. So
I don't even know 15 other people.
I don't know if I like 15 other people. Yeah, but, I mean, exactly. No, it's a gorgeous, you basically get your own national park as a playground for.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. That's so cool.
It's beautiful, beautiful facility. And then our mutual friends at Ghostwood Whiskey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're doing a spot for us as well. And then we'll also be auctioning off a box for next year's Futurity. So there's a wait list. It's kind of like going to a Green Bay Packer game, so you can't buy those, and so that'll be another fun thing. But we're excited for that night. Want to raise a lot of money and be able to do a lot of projects we've got on the deck for 2023, so we're excited for it.
So a lot of exciting things coming up for the association and everybody involved. And I guess real quick, if you wanted, you've been involved in several different foundations before. I know we're discussing that. I've known you for quite some time. You sit on some boards. We sit on one together, actually.
Yep.
But Fort Worth has grown immensely. The surrounding DFW area has. But the Western lifestyle has grown crazy, like rapid fire. And I think that's such a good thing. Like you said, the exposure is great. If there's one thing you want anybody listening or watching to take away from the culture, the lifestyle, or just the Cutting Horse Association, what would that be?
I think the biggest thing, I mean, and just growing up in the Western lifestyle, what I think is the most important is just the family aspect of it. It's something that the entire family can be involved in, any age group. I mean, especially with the cutters, we've got, like I said, 8-year-old youth, and we also have grandparents cutting. You know, Mary Jo Milner is a fantastic, the Milner family is a fantastic example of that. I mean, they've got, she's running for the world, and Mary Jo's 80 years old. So, I mean, it's fantastic. And I think just that family aspect and really the friendships and, you know, I mean, we cut on Thanksgiving Day. We'll have 6 sets going over at Will Rogers on Thanksgiving Day, and I think you'd be really hard-pressed to find anybody that's terribly upset about it, because that is their family. I mean, they haul all year together, and we wouldn't have it any other way. So
I love that.
Yep.
It's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. Well, again, Julia Buswald with the NCHA Foundation. Thank you so much for sitting down with Lizzie and I today.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank y'all.
Yeah. We'll see you next time right here on Curb Appeal.
On her new video podcast show, Curb Appeal, TV personality Kirby Schnoor talks about everything that appeals to her most with her best friend and City Boots owner and founder, Lizzie Bentley. Joined by their friends and special guests, they cover fashion, food, music, art, and Western culture while giving you a behind-the-scenes look at their lives, favorite places, and things to do in Fort Worth. Curb Appeal drops new episodes weekly at curbappealshow.com or anywhere you get your podcasts. Curb Appeal is a Roxo Media House production.